Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Campbell Campbell.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, buddy. What's been going on with you this week?
We
had an exciting week this week.
Yeah, well, actually fun fact about my week current.
Yeah.
Right now, at this moment, I'm supposed to be at my work Christmas party.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I totally forgot about it until this morning.
Day rules all.
It does. So, be impressed by my commitment.
Yeah.
Also, now you have to make this episode extra good because I'm missing out on valuable Christmas party.
Oh. Well, yeah. Haven't you noticed the difference already?
No, I have. It's been snappy.
Yeah. real snappy. Super exciting week for us, really, because the Patriots won the Super Bowl in overtime.
Exactly.
That was the highlight of our week.
I know I was watching.
Yeah, that's right.
They got that final touchdown, I thought, oh, what a touchdown.
good.
Then I cheered.
Good touchdowning. it was on at work. And then,
oh, was it?
And I saw when it got to, because they were even in score.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, okay, going to overtime, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to watch like at least 10 more minutes of this if I want to see the end. I'll just pass. I'll get the score at the end. And then somebody came up to me in the office and they were like, hey, they won. And I was like, yeah, there's two teams. One of them had to win. Anyway, Patriots won.
Yeah. So there you go. Big Super Bowl Sunday in America.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we did this week.
That's what we did. But also, what else did you get up to?
We had our little gala event. We had our film screen, which was fun.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Which we plugged in another episode.
Yeah. And thank you if anyone voted for it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And if you didn't, well,
I don't think the voting really mattered.
It didn't. No. It didn't at all. So
but thank you anyway.
It's
thank
fine
you.
If you didn't vote us up. Yeah. we had two films we entered.
Well, yeah. Technically, we didn't.
Well, yeah. If anybody asks. People start coming around your place and asking questions about the podcast and the... The films.
There was one that we submitted with me as the writer and director, and then one that was submitted without a credit for a writer and director.
Yeah. Which was you as well.
Yes.
But, crazy thing, listeners, we came first and second.
Yeah.
Right? Bloody first and second.
In a way, I lost. But it was to me, so...
Yeah.
It was all right.
So you... You're sort of like proud and hate yourself at the same time. Real conflict going on.
We did. That was cool. That was amazing. I honestly never expected it. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. We should preface this though by saying like it wasn't like a trop fest.
No.
Huge. No. Competition. We are not now the kings of short film in Australia. It's not what we are.
Until we kill the current kings of short film in Australia.
Yeah, that's the rules. You have to kill.
It was a little kind of rinky-dink film competition.
Yeah.
But we had some minor success.
Exactly. That's what matters. Also,
yeah,
this week, super exciting as well. I went to Adelaide.
Oh, look out.
For work, and then that was it.
How was Adelaide?
It was rad.
It was Radelaide.
Rad Adelaide. Anyway, no, it was really boring. I just thought that I'd end on that.
Good, yeah.
I didn't want to hype the listeners up too much for the rest of the segment. So, all right. Reddit on Reddit. Here we go. Oh, my God. Our first intro that didn't go for like 15 minutes. And it was probably the most interesting week we've had.
The listeners must be going, thank God. Yeah. Like, now we're padding it out here.
Yeah,
and they're
exactly.
Like, no, stop. You were on a roll. You were getting along.
Get back to it.
No, it'll be a snappy one this week.
Yeah, that's it.
Snappy.
All right.
Okay.
This is bye. Actually, it's sort of something that I wanted to bring up. I do have somebody to credit for one of these, but can I say one of the things that I've been loving this week And it's not just been on Reddit, but on like Facebook, other social media.
Yeah.
Is, have you seen Donald Trump holding up a bill that he's signed?
Yes.
And people have just edited the things that he's seen.
Yeah.
I've seen one that's Pokemon collection.
Yep.
Hilarious. I've so seen, good.
It's him holding up the executive orders that he's been signing and showing them. And I saw one that was like a little stick figure outside a house.
Yeah.
And he kind of, he'd drawn himself.
Yeah, yeah.
They're great.
Actually, that's who I'm going to credit, who, I'm not sure if they did this one or, I don't know, or they just shared it. But Happy Antonin Scalia. And Happy Antonin Scalia. Oh, my God. Anyway, they said they had one that was just Trump holding up a sign and it had cat with an arrow pointing to the next page. And it was just this really poorly drawn cat, and he spelled cat with a K. And it was like, yeah, I might try and share it to our Facebook page, but I just thought it was the funniest one. I was like, oh man, people need to continue this. It's so funny. It's really good.
Well, there's speaking of Donald Trump, which we do more than you would expect us to on a comedy podcast about Reddit.
Yeah.
But Saturday Night Live, Alec Baldwin's been doing the Trump impressions.
Yeah.
And they did the Alec Baldwin Trump version of his phone call to Australia.
Right, yeah.
But on that week, and I'm not her biggest fan, but Melissa McCarthy came out as Sean Spicer. The guy I was talking about the other week, the really angry guy that keeps tweeting his password.
Yeah.
She came out as him.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Do you know, I went to watch that on Reddit, but the video was linked to YouTube and said, it can't be played in your country.
Yeah, there's a couple of like cropped in versions on YouTube that you have to watch, but she nails it.
Yeah.
She's hilarious.
That's awesome. Yeah, I need to check that out.
Maybe we'll link that as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was just sort of a side note one that I thought was hilarious. But I have this one by Donor23. Chinese factory replaces 90% of human workers with robots. Production rises by 250%. Defects drop by 80%.
Mm.
That's a bit worrying.
Yeah.
I just sort of thought that, like, don't you reckon that when those workers were replaced, they're like, oh man, I hope this doesn't work out.
Yeah, yeah.
Please let the numbers be back. And it comes back and they're like, 250% up.
We're not getting that job back.
Yeah, yeah, we can't really. And then wouldn't you think, so they replaced 90% of the human workers. Mm-hmm. Surely the other 10% are like, okay, do I have to outperform the machines? Or do I, you know, I'd like sabotage them a little bit. Maybe. Get your friends' jobs back. Buddy, why didn't they do that? Maybe they did and it was still so high.
But the 10% that remain are obviously like the
engineers
for
the
people that would be making more money with less employees, I imagine.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah. I was just imagining that it's like the people on the ground are just the engineers like looking
robot, 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 robot. And he's just like looking either side like, oh boy. Oh God, I have to... Oh no, they're going to notice that I'm still here.
It's a really awkward lunchtime. Only because he goes for a break and...
Do you want to butter my sandwich?
Do not eat sandwiches. Only work. Yeah. Do not require break.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh. Only inferior life form. That's funny. And, I'm pretty sure that's how it happens.
Yeah.
But you know what I was thinking about? Okay, so everybody is worried about robots taking over people's jobs.
Yeah.
But really, that's only a short-term problem. Because if you think about it in the context of, we work for money because we need money to just literally survive.
Yeah.
If you take about out every form of like entertainment, it's just about having food, having shelter over your head.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
If you had robots that just was like completely autonomous on a farm, mm-hmm. say, and that was the entirety of the world, right? The just farming
yep.
was then taken over by robots.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't need that money to buy food because the food would essentially be super low cost to no cost. You know, there would be obviously some sort of process that you'd have to have in place yep. because we need to be able to look like maintain the machines. But in general, like, I think that there's a possibility, and I'm no scientist, but there would be like a what? Different
You're
form
not
of...
a scientist? You've been telling me all these years that you are a scientist.
That's how I got this job on the podcast. Handed you my resume. I don't know whether you know, but I'm a scientist.
Don't check that.
Yeah. But I think there might be like a different form of currency eventually, you know, in the sense that, or just money would change and be different. If every job in the world was just taken by robots.
Yeah. The thing that would stop that is like corporate greed. If you owned, say you like you worked for Coles
mm-hmm.
and all of your produce and all of your meat was going to be autonomous. Yeah. Autonomous. And you have to pay farmers anymore. You just have to get these robots.
Yeah.
But you could still make the same profit by not lowering the price.
Yeah, I did think about that, but I think that that's still only in a short-term period.
Mm-hmm.
I think that literally if the whole world was like that, because the problem becomes, at some point, you don't have enough people being paid
yeah.
to then pay for the food that you're still... saying is quite expensive.
Yeah. And I guess the same thing is happening right now with flights. Flights are really cheap at the moment.
Mm.
And it's because if one person lowers their price, then everyone has to lower their price.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they get all of the business.
Yeah. That's
so right. I guess if farming was completely robotic and Coles and whatnot were not putting their prices down and one supermarket did... everyone would go there.
So yeah. Then
everyone would have to match in all their price until it evened out, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, like, jobs overall, in general, like, in, like, so you would have to have, I think, farming and stuff, like, the produce of food, that was automated. That's the most important thing.
Uh-huh.
But then everything else, every other form of, like, entertainment, stuff, I still imagine you'd have, like, actors and stuff that yeah. would do it because they love doing that sort of stuff. And I think it would be really interesting, actually, even just that part of it. If you created a world where everything was autonomous, nobody really had to struggle for food or whatever, I don't know how it would work, but it does eventually, you would have movies that aren't created because of corporate greed, like you said, and you wouldn't have sequels and prequels and whatever else because it makes the most money. You would have like really creative, interesting movies that are being played because it's just about people that are really into doing that because yeah. they're not worried about getting paid or anything like that. You know, I think that would be really interesting.
Nelson, I think you're a communist.
Yeah, everybody should just get the same. I don't worry about money. Well, I think that yeah, the no, funny I get what thing you're is, saying, like, in that future world, communism perhaps is the best way, but at the moment, communism doesn't really work as well. But I think in that future, maybe it does.
Yeah, it would be like a peaceful utopia if you didn't have to worry about all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I also imagine that in that sense, like if you had robots, then everything would become more sustainable as well. Mm. I feel I don't know whether that's dumb to think, but I just imagine you would be like. If farming became more productive, then you would have more food to go around and would just be like, I don't know, more productive in general.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it'd become like Westworld. Everything would go wrong.
Yeah. But I didn't see that, so I'm safe.
Oh, then everything's fine.
Okay. all right. That was Donut 23. I have another one here.
Yep.
By Drewy Poodle. New liquid crystal could make TVs 3 times sharper. Researchers have developed a new blue phase liquid crystal that could enable televisions, computer screens, and other displays to pack more pixels into the same space while also reducing the power needed to run the device. It's pretty interesting.
Now,
Man.
Are you big into like resolution on TV?
This is actually exactly why I brought it up.
Okay.
Because I am not.
Neither am
whatsoever.
I. Neither
and,
am I.
And I know that like we've had, I think even in our last episode or last few episodes, we've spoken about people who underestimate technology and where it can go right. And so I'm willing to admit that I could possibly be wrong in the near future, but I just don't think it's necessary. We don't need to be putting resources into getting better, you know, resolution. I think we got to a point and it's great now, you know? And again, like I'm saying, that's a classic line from people who have come up with some scientific discovery and that it ends up blowing up to be something amazing. But really, like, the quality is fine now.
Yeah.
When you can see, you know, people's, like, pores on their face on the TV screen, you don't need to see further.
I think that there's a point where when it's too sharp, it's distracting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you see, like, displays in, like, electronic shops and stuff.
Mm.
And it's too sharp.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't think I could watch a movie on it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, because especially 35mm film traditionally had like a soft look to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So sharpness is a digital thing.
Yeah.
Because film is normally quite soft and quite fuzzy.
Yeah.
But that's what I associate with films.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of don't want them to be super sharp.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was like a thing. I think everybody, when digital film projectors took over from 35mm print, you know, everybody's like, ah, you know, you can't do that. There's something like nostalgic and nice about watching a 35mm print. And I feel like in general, you know, people have sort of like got over it a little bit, but still, you know, prefer that. But now we're just getting to a ridiculous point.
Yeah. And like,
come on, guys.
And I must say,
research cancer or cancer treatment or something. Stop
Don't worry
this
about
bloody...
how sharp the TV is.
Yeah, exactly. God. Oh, look, we can see your tumor really well on this screen. That's what
Boy,
they're
what to do with it, man.
Ugh. If only we had to put the millions of dollars into that.
Look at that. We can see every little speck on there.
Yeah, exactly. the one thing, though, it does say, while also reducing the power needed to run the device. So maybe that's something. Because power in, you know, certain technology is a problem, like when you're using too much power, especially if it's running on a battery.
Yeah.
So maybe there is a silver lining there.
But well,
it's not,
I mean,
just about the resolution.
Yeah. Like when I brought the my television, there was the thing whether to buy the HD TV, which we have now, or the 4K TV.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And the 4K TV was like almost $2,000 more.
Yeah, right.
For 4K. But I know that in the cinema, it's projected at 2K.
And
that looks fine.
Yeah, exactly.
1080 and 2K, there's not too much of a difference. There's a little bit of a difference, but not too much.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't need 4K
on
something that's 40 inches.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. It's so stupid. But people buy into it.
Well,
although,
that's what it is. It's flashy. It sounds like, like you're getting the best. You know, you're getting 4K. Like, but you don't need it.
Yeah.
Unless you're projecting it onto an IMAX screen.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
You want it.
Yeah.
But you don't need it.
Yeah, that's right. It's like a lot of things in life, I feel.
Yeah, that's like most of the things I own.
Yeah.
I want it. I just don't need it.
Yeah. And I still got it.
Yeah.
In fact, the TV was the exception because everything else. In fact, just quickly talking about TVs, I saw something that said 3D TVs are officially dead.
Good.
Yeah. And they're just like not creative because it was just the dumbest idea
ever. No one wants to wear goggles at home.
I know.
No one wants to wear goggles at the movies.
There's
3D is almost dead at the movies.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that comes out just doesn't get a 3D release
exactly.
anymore.
I was going to say, oh, there was one really cool feature of 3D TVs that was not utilized enough. If you were playing a multiplayer game that had split screen, you know how you'd call like screen cheat or something like that?
Yep.
Like if you were playing GoldenEye on the Nintendo 64?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they did is they came up with this thing where they overlay the two images at once.
Mm-hmm.
And then both players wear glasses. and then you can only see for your entire screen your person's perspective.
Clever.
It's really clever. Yeah. But obviously it's not worth it just for that. And then 3D DVDs didn't take off, so games stopped implementing this into their software. So it was such a cool idea, and it was like the best thing you could use 3D DVD for. But
and there was this in the 3D glory days, when 3D was all the rage
about 3 months ago.
Avatar was 2009, 2010, 2011. It would have been hitting its peak of everyone loving 3D.
3D, yeah. But TVs, I feel like, was a while after that.
Yeah, maybe 3 or 4 years after that, I guess. But GoPro tried to get in on it, and they had this device that was an enclosure. Put two GoPros in, one upside down, one the right way, so the lenses are right next to each other, and they would kind of amalgamate a 3D image together, and they would sync up. But what they were doing, which I think is so dumb, is they were doing it to the red and blue 3D, you know, the old...
What?
Yeah.
What the...
Like, that is an outdated 3D... That's like the
80s. You went backwards. Yeah. You went entirely backwards.
Yeah. So that's not still around, you'll notice.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine.
And it's this big, bulky... Because the thing about GoPros is they're meant to be portable everywhere.
Yeah.
And this thing was like a big, bulky case that was really long, so you had to have several GoPros in it.
The guy who came up with that idea is fired now from GoPro. I imagine he just didn't mention the red and blue thing until the very end.
Yeah.
Hey, I have this idea for a 3D GoPro. Ah, cool, great. Everybody's getting into that. Here's all the money you need. Go create a prototype. Man. I hope he's fired. All right. Now it's time for Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. This is by Terrapins. Bill Nye has a restraining order on his ex-wife because she sprayed herbicide on the plants in his garden. Don't you think that's just so dumb?
That's such a Bill Nye thing.
I know. That is the thing that got me the most out of this. I was like, you know what? If you just heard that without saying the name, you'd be like, oh, it's probably somebody really nerdy.
Yeah.
And he is just like the nerdiest looking guy. Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like the cool kind of nerdy. He actually reminds me of the Doctor in Doctor Who.
Yeah, they both wear bow ties.
Yeah. And bow ties are cool.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was so funny. Like, how would you approach that, I feel, in a court case as well? Judge being
going into the police station,
yeah,
being like, I need to get a restraining order on my wife. You will not believe what she did. Murder.
Well,
she murdered my plants.
Well, that's what I'm imagining, but more he's like coming in like shaking, yeah, and like, you know, tears in his eyes, like, oh my god. They put a blanket around him, give him a warm cup of coffee. Oh man,
what happened? There was some petunias in the garden.
And I can just imagine him trying to like...
about to bloom.
Like, like just trying to prove it to them as well. Like doing his own investigative cop stuff.
But he'd do like a fun slideshow like Bill Nye does.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Say this little thing of chemicals here is my plant.
Yeah.
And this other chemical here, which will react to this chemical,
yeah,
is the pesticide.
Yeah.
See what she's done?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't science fun? Everyone's like, yeah, give him what he wants.
Yeah. We'll do the restraining order.
Keep doing science.
Yeah, that's right. Do you reckon that, it says his ex-wife, obviously, mm-hmm, do you reckon that this was the reason for the divorce? Yeah. Or whether it was like an afterthought? I could imagine.
Oh, you think it's like a revenge thing, maybe?
Well, no, I do imagine that it was the reason for it. I could imagine it's like, she comes home every day. It's like, hey, Bill. And he's like, huh? And he's just tending to his plants, yeah, yeah, grooming them, a little bit of water. And he just like sits by them as he eats dinner that his wife has cooked. And one day she was like, you know what?
I'm going to kill them.
I want the attention. Yeah. Tried to kill them. And then that was it. I think that was the final straw.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't looked into it, but that's definitely what happened.
I think so. So really, Bill Nye was a jerk in this place.
Oh, yeah.
Pay more attention to your wife, not your plants, buddy. Yeah. Well, you don't have a wife anymore. So you know what? Just go back to the plans. That's fine. Bill Nye, great guy. That rhymes.
Science guy.
Bill Nye, the science guy. He's a great guy. All right, I have another one.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Murican Tragedy 5. Today I learned that the ancient Greeks didn't wear pants because they found them ridiculous.
Mm.
The Romans didn't wear them because it was seen as uncivilized and only barbarians wore pants. It's brilliant.
Mm, I like this.
What? How did we end up wearing pants? When the Greeks and the Romans, if you were to look back in, well, I was going to say Roman times, they were the pinnacle of society.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did we end up all wearing pants?
I mean, they did die of a lot of diseases and stuff.
I know, but like normally that stuff is just like carried on and things like that.
I feel like our country has an excuse because we were founded by convicts.
Yeah.
So we were founded by the scallywags and the undesirables. That's true.
We were the uncivilized and barbaric people.
Yeah.
So actually that does make
why
sense.
Why are you doing it, Italy?
Yeah.
You were the Romans.
Because you're listening.
Yeah.
Trying to learn English. It's the worst podcast to try and learn English from.
Listen to our Learn English podcast. It's on a different channel.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
We just re-upload it with a different intro. Yeah. Hello, welcome to Learn English on English.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
But... What was he going to say?
Do you know what? It's funny to think how the evolution of wearing pants must have happened.
I know. It's so crazy.
Because they wore the little, for lack of a better word, like little skirts.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And then the
little, I see what you mean. Booties. Yeah, that's right. Pants are just so ridiculous. Like, anything else is so liberating. Don't even, just go naked from bottom down.
Yeah.
So liberating.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I think... Pants, and once again, we don't know anything about this.
No, we do.
But I imagine that pants maybe became more common in like medieval time because you would wear them for protection.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to have, you wouldn't want to have your legs exposed if you were like...
That would still be
Roman. In the army or something like that.
That would still be Roman time though, right?
Medieval.
Yeah. I'm thinking about if you're... Oh, yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, Roman...
I mean, not maybe... I mean, still in war, they would still wear pants. But I think maybe... Well, right.
I'm saying, even, like, something like the bag wasn't invented till, you know, like, a fair bit after Jesus was around. And you'd think that's a really simple thing, but it just wasn't thought of, you know?
Yeah.
It just wasn't a thing that was thought of.
Yeah.
And I imagine that as it goes on, you'd be like, man, I keep getting cut all over, like, in my legs.
Yeah.
And my knob's getting cut off all the time. Maybe I'll pop some pants on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll probably start with like chainmail pants if you're in armor or something like that, but then it probably just evolved.
You know what? I reckon you're onto something.
Yeah.
It's actually... Well, it seems to make the most logical sense.
You can read my book, The History of Pants.
Yeah.
On audible.com.
Did you do this? Did you write this one?
Yeah, it was me. Yeah. I'm American Tragedy 5.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
But that's just me completely speculating about where I think
that's really good. I'm actually really impressed with that theory.
Wow. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Also, I would suggest that the Roman and Greek, you wouldn't be as cold there. But if you were moving further north where it was colder, you'd want to be more covered. So you'd probably pop on some thermals or something.
That's true. Now, shouldn't you just like... You'd be, like, really hairy, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, just grow hair more. Just sit there and go, growing hair.
How do you grow hair?
Yes, no, that's how I do it.
Okay, cool.
And it's also how I cut hair. I go, and try and suck it all back in.
Suck it up. I was going to say, on the point of wearing no pants, I live by myself.
Yep.
And boy, it is great to not wear pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I do it in a different style. It's not like I have anything else. Like, I'm just pantsless.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it's great.
But why is it like you can have a shirt on, but not having no pants on is great. But having pants on with no shirt is kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't... Why is...
Yeah, I don't know.
If you
Nipples
know
what, are weird.
Yeah, yeah. But if you know the history of pants, do write in. Because
yeah.
I'm interested.
I do want to know the full history of pants. From beginning to end.
I wonder how far off the mark. I'm probably completely wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. No, it's good. I like it. We'll just go with that.
Yep. Take it as bloody gospel.
Yeah. All right. We can now move on to shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts.
This shower thought is by Joker78. Old music sounds better than today's music because nobody remembers the shitty ones.
That's
is a very good point.
Yeah, same with classic movies.
Yeah, exactly.
You only remember like your Casablancas and your Citizen Kanes.
Yeah, nobody remembers what came out a month before that. Yeah. Well, probably nothing because it probably was really hard to create movies back
then. Yeah.
But,
But no, that's spot on. They're, like in the, you think of the 70s and the 80s, you think of like, you know, for every Bruce Springsteen, there was a million not Bruce Springsteens that were number one for a while.
Yeah, that's right. But I also think, though, while I totally agree with this, and especially in future, you know, nobody's going to remember any of the shit.
Carly Rae Jepsen or...
Yeah, whatever, something like that. Rebecca Black.
Oh, no.
Because that was really good.
No, don't remember her. Oh boy.
For all the wrong reasons. But I there's something that I don't understand, right?
Yeah.
When you think about Elvis,
yep,
or the Beatles,
mm-hmm,
bands that were just hugely amazing. Yep. Like everybody in the friggin' world loved them and, you know, couldn't get enough of their music. I don't understand how, because I know now there is not one possible band that could come out and be that popular.
Well, the thing is, you say that, but not everyone did love the Beatles. Not everyone did love Elvis. In fact, they were hated by a lot of people that were like really conservative.
Yeah,
because they were like the devil's music and rock and roll. A lot of like
Christians, basically.
But not even Christians, just like parents being like, you know, they're twisting and they're jiving and they're all, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, I think they were only loved by people that were, say, you know, 25 and under. But yeah, now all the people that didn't like them are dead.
Yeah.
So everyone now likes them.
No, but I mean, like, they did have a following much bigger than any like, no, artist like, or anything and, you've seen today. You know,
forgive me for the comparison.
Yeah.
But, like, you look at someone like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He has, like, such a dedicated following.
Yeah.
That, like, shuts places down.
Yeah.
Which is what the Beatles used to do. And I'm not, like, and he's not as good as the Beatles in any stretch. Yeah. But his following is, like, rabid.
Yeah.
So, like when you get, like, a superstar like that, the difference is, I think, that the Beatles music has longevity and Justin Bieber's doesn't.
Well, maybe Bieber's does, though. If that's anything to go by.
Only time will tell.
Because I don't love the Beatles music. I think they are talented and they've done... You know, like, I don't argue that they have bad music. Nelson, they don't have bad music.
Nelson,
but
you know the Beatles listen. You got to get pick them up more.
Yeah, sorry, Ringo. the idea, they don't have bad music. I just don't particularly like it. I don't know, maybe that's it with Bieber. You're saying that it's the younger ones that enjoyed their music the most. It's pretty much the same with Bieber.
Yeah,
maybe true. When we're dead, they will be the Beatles.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just seems like it's so different in comparison. And I reckon it could be just something to do with the fact that the day and age that we live in,
mm-hmm,
you can listen to so much more music than you've ever been able to listen to in your life. And so you have that audience, which then I think sort of makes it interesting that, you know, you have someone like... Elvis that had a huge following and nobody necessarily, they might not have loved that music the best had they the opportunity
to listen to
everything else.
Yeah, that's true. Like there's so much oversaturation now that it's a lot harder to break out of that.
Yeah.
Like if Elvis was around when, and YouTube was around, Elvis probably, you know, might not have been as big as he was.
Yeah. He probably still would have done all right.
Yeah.
But if
I think you're right. Because it's the same with, like a big TV star in the 60s or 70s were massive because there was only like three channels.
Yeah.
And they were on one of the channels and everyone had to watch it.
Yeah. Whereas
today, like anyone can be on TV. Literally anyone can be on TV. It's not as impressive now.
Yeah, exactly.
But they were like properly famous because there just wasn't as many and it was harder to get into.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's probably, yeah, you're right. Like when you think of the Beatles and Elvis, one, you don't see all the other bands that were almost as big but didn't quite stick around.
Yeah.
And two, there wasn't as many, like you couldn't go on Spotify and do a radio to be like, what else is like this?
You know? Yeah, exactly. What's better than this?
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I have another one here.
Mm-hmm.
This is by Narayuk42. If I eat my meal from the fry pan at a restaurant, it's sophisticated and a sign of quality. If I do it at home, I'm lazy and disgusting. And I just want to say, this really annoys me. With restaurants that do this stuff. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. It is so... Okay, one thing actually I hate more than anything is they have a specific name for it. Oh, it's like Stone Grill, yep, I think it is.
Yeah, that's what I was about to bring up.
And so, yeah, so if listeners, if you haven't tried it, they like basically bring out this stone that's super hot and then a raw bit of meat on top.
Yep.
So you can essentially cook it for as long as you want and then, you know, eat it as you go.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially just like having a mini barbecue in front of you or something like that as you cook the meat. And this annoys me so much because a huge part of a meal when you go out to a restaurant is like the meat, really. You know, if you're a meat eater, that's like a huge part. You normally have like chips and veg on the side. Mm-hmm. Literally, that is your meal. And that's what it was. I remember this one time when I did have this Stone Grill thing. I was like, what? What if I paid for? You gave me some steamed vegetables. I could do that at home. Maybe some mash. I could also do that at home. And now I have to cook my own meat? This is the stupidest idea ever. And then not only that, but it doesn't actually work because in the sense that I like my meat like medium rare. So I'll put it on and then like maybe wait a little while, like turn over or whatever, and then start eating it. And then I'll get maybe like halfway through and then it starts to overcook.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great. So I've had like a half maybe decent steak. The rest is just like, you know, rubbish and dry. And I've got some crappy vegetables and potato mash on the side. It's just stupid. And I hate it.
Yeah. And there's the whole thing as well with like, do you know deconstructed coffees?
No,
give you like a filter that's filtering coffee and a thing of milk, and essentially you pour your own coffee. Then what's the point of getting a coffee?
Oh my God!
But it costs more,
and
because the idea is you can make it just to your liking.
Oh my God!
But you just tell them how you want it.
Exactly, and it's like, and it's part of it. You know, people should be rewarded, like chefs that do amazing things or baristas that do amazing coffees. They should be rewarded for their work, you know, that they do it so well and that's why you go back there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's so dumb. Oh my God.
It's that classic thing of like getting people to do something that they do anyway and making them pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. I don't know. Just annoys me. Buddy idiots. But also, it's a brilliant idea because you have low overheads. Like, you don't need anybody talented in your kitchen.
You know what it reminds me of a bit is, and we bring these guys up a little bit, but there's a sketch by Mitchell and Webb.
Oh, yeah.
And they're sitting around a board meeting for a toothbrush company. Yes. And one of them just goes, you know what? I reckon we could get them to brush their tongue.
Yeah.
Like, he's like,
what?
Brush their tongue? Why? Because it sounds like it's healthy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I reckon we can actually get them to brush their tongue.
Yeah, stick your tongue out. Oh, see? You suffer from dirty tongue.
Yeah. that's kind of what this is, isn't it? Like, you know.
That's right.
A chef's like, oh, I've got too many bloody steaks to cook. I can't cook them all on time. Someone's like, what if I tell them it's fancier if they cook their steak?
Yeah.
Yes!
How many fry pans do you have? Yep, sure. Let's just...
We've run out. Just use that stone over there.
And that's how it happens. Because
again, eating at a stone in a restaurant, fancy. Eating at a stone outside, weird.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Just like,
don't do it outside. Yeah. Like in the
wilderness. That kind of thing, like where context is everything. Eating off a stone, location is everything. Just like Demetra Martin says that a fruit basket is the only acceptable way to send anyone fruit in the mail. Because if you just send him a banana in an envelope, that's weird. But you put it in a basket, everyone's like, isn't that nice?
Sometimes I think fruit basket, I'm like, oh, that's going to go off before I eat it all. Yeah. Maybe I just prefer one banana at a time over a course of a few months.
In a padded parcel yeah. Package, please.
If you're ever going to send me fruit, just do it in small amounts, please. That'd be great. You know, I also wonder if then the next step, maybe this is how... This could be Reddit on Reddit
scam of the
restaurant
week.
Or scam of the week. And our restaurant will be, you sit down, mm-hmm. you're like, hey, what do you want? I'm like, oh, I'll have steak, salad, and whatever.
Yeah.
And then we just bring you out like a cutting board with some vegetables and then, you know, the steak and the thing. Oh, it's going. Because you're like, hey, while your steak's cooking on the stone, you can chop up your vegetables.
Yeah. And start
get a work to those. And by the time you're done, perfect timing.
Yeah, and that's true.
I think this could work.
Yeah.
I think this could work. Just get them to go. Then the next step is, then you have like a pasture of cows at the back.
You know what the next step is? Is after they finish, you go, all right, just pop your dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
And give them a quick rinse down.
There's a, yeah, exactly. There's some gloves over there and there's the dishwashing liquid and go nuts.
It's therapeutic.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Anyway. Cool. That was, what was that? Shower thoughts.
Yeah. Shower thoughts. Just sums up this show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That was, what was that?
What were you talking? Okay. Can now move on to Ask Reddit. Ask Reddit. This is by Red... W what?
I was gonna say, how did they spell?
Oh, it was like a P W O O P. I'm pretty happy with that. Red W04. If a responsible person suddenly found themselves in your body, what are the first things they would do to improve your life?
Probably sell a bunch of my stuff.
Yeah, okay. Just like go through the cupboard and be like, what is this? Yeah. Why do I have this?
Why? Yeah, yeah. Why do you have two iPads?
Yeah, exactly.
You
yeah.
You could have one.
You barely use one. It's actually a good, that's a good point, actually. Yeah. I think that, no, I'm perfect. Don't think there's anything. I am the responsible person.
That's true. You have taken over Nelson Ellingham's body.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. This is the upgraded version of Nelson Ellingham. You do not want to see the other version. Oh, God, he was a slump. No, I don't know. I think there would be things like, I would just be more timely in general,
mm-hmm.
probably. I would like, I'd wake up earlier, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably like... exercise better and eat better, I guess. But that's general. Essentially, this question is, how would you improve yourself? The trick is.
Yeah. Oh, I see what it's doing.
It's making me realize what I should be doing.
Yeah, but by doing it this way, I feel like I'm not then responsible for making those decisions afterwards. So this is great, actually. It's like a non-committal sort of thing. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's I think that if this was to actually happen, mm-hmm. somebody comes to my buddy, they'd probably have a bit of a breakdown. They'd be like, "Oh my god, how do you function? What, there is no semblance of time, and I don't know how you do this.
Where are your files? We have nothing filed.
Exactly, there's papers strewn across the floor. Anyway."
Plus, they'd probably cancel this podcast.
Yeah, they'd be like...
Just all of a sudden, you'd be like, we're not doing it anymore. I have better uses for my time.
Yeah.
I'm going to night school.
Yeah. I'd like the idea that I have, like, you know, an internal conversation with them, you know? Like, like I'm still sort of
you're
there.
You're still kind of
and
present.
They'd be like, what? Why do you do this podcast? I'd be like, oh, well, it's kind of just fun. Like, I'd do you like make any money from it?
No, but it cost us money, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of being pretty expensive, ongoing costs. takes up my time. My Mondays are just completely gone.
but you've got a big audience.
No,
I don't really.
Like in 10 years' time, how do you imagine this podcast? Pretty much the same. Yeah.
Okay, so you're just immensely proud of it.
Well,
not immensely proud. I mean,
it could improve, I guess.
Like as an example of our opinion of our own podcast, when we were with each other last Monday, and you said to me, "Oh, you know, I listened back to the podcast we did. It's probably our worst one."
Yeah, yeah. I did say that.
And we both mutually went, "No."
Yeah. Yeah. It's out there. Let's still do another one. I bet we can top it.
And now this week, out of respect, I've just got somewhere else to be.
No, but you are here. That's an amazing thing. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I have now another Ask Reddit.
All right.
This is by AMG137. I'm a god. 137. I just made up a name for him. He should take that. How would you describe Reddit to a friend who has never heard of it?
Okay.
Well, it's difficult for you because you've barely been on Reddit.
Yeah. It's this thing I don't get.
Yeah.
That's sometimes on my phone.
Yeah.
And Nelson talks about it a lot. It's, yeah, I'd describe Reddit as, you know, it's that thing that Nelson always talks about to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, good. But how do you answer? Because you essentially do this every week.
Yeah. Well, okay. So my interpretation of Reddit.
It's just a bunch of threads, really.
Well, this is how I would describe it. There's like, you're outside on an oval, just for the space reasons.
Yeah, not for sports.
Definitely not for sports. What am I, an idiot? and there's just like a bunch of people lined up, and you kind of go past each one, and they just start telling you something interesting. And then I'd be like, no, not good. And then I'll...
But here's what it is. It's that, but behind each person is a line of other people.
That's what I was getting to. Yeah, this is exactly what I was getting to, right? So I get the next person. Uh-huh. I'm like, finally find something interesting. Yep. Like, what if a responsible person suddenly found the terms? And I'm like, that's interesting. Tell me more. And before they can utter another word... Just like 1,000 people rush onto the oval and they start yelling their opinions at me. And I'm like, what? Oh, I don't know. And some guy says something funny. I go, that's pretty funny. But then I hear some other guy just be a total troll and tool about it. And I'm like, man, this is annoying. And that's Reddit.
This sounds like a good comedy sketch. Don't steal it.
Don't steal it. We've got rights to it.
Yes. Yes. I think we're now legally covered.
Yep. They can't fact check this, so yeah. It's perfectly fine. Yeah, but I think that's just definitely what it is. Yeah. You're like, I find this interesting. And then you find people are just throwing comments at you.
And it's the kind of thing, right? So you go, okay, that's interesting. And everyone starts screaming. And if you're there long enough listening to that, eventually Donald Trump will come up.
Yeah, that's right.
Because in any comment, Reddit or otherwise, if you scroll through enough, you can be listening to like Brick by Ben Folds or something.
Yeah.
And eventually, long enough, Donald Trump will come up.
Yeah, that's true. That's what happens.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good description.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Reddit. What else do you want from me?
I expect very little, and the listeners should too.
Okay, good. All right. Well, actually, I have another Ask Reddit. Okay. I'm going to do that one, because that last one was pretty short. This might not be the best, because I couldn't think of many. But this is by Giller_1.
Uh-huh.
They said, which Pokemon would be the best to eat?
Well, being that I don't know any Pokemon other than Pikachu.
You wouldn't want to go Pikachu.
No, because, well,
I feel like you'd get electric shock.
Well, that's true.
Or even just like, I mean, it'd be dead.
What is...
So maybe there'd just be like a little bit of... like a static electricity, like a static shock. I think that's what you'd get.
The fire one.
What
is he?
Chairman. He's like a dragon or something.
Okay, so it's a lizard.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't really want to eat that.
Yeah.
There's a turtle. What's you don't really turtle? Want to eat that.
No, I think turtle might be okay.
Yeah, that's true. Well, actually...
it becomes a big beefy one.
Well, no, yeah, especially if you get that one because do you remember
Blastoise? I think that's what he's called.
Do you remember? But Charles Darwin.
Yeah, I remember Charles
when he went to the Galapagos Islands and they had all the giant tortoise.
Right.
Do you know that on their trip back they could never bring one back because they were so delicious that they would always end up eating the and they never managed to get one back on his expedition. They ate them all because they were so delicious.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Do they kill all of them or something like that?
No, they're very, very rare. They're very rare because they were so delicious.
Makes me want to eat one.
Yeah.
I really want to go there.
Yeah, let's go to the Galapagos Islands.
Okay, so Squirtle is a good option, but only after he's evolved.
Yeah, whatever the biggest one of those turtles is, I'd eat that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like, who's the other one? Bulbasaur. I don't know, even know what that guy is.
He's like a plant, isn't he?
Yeah.
There's listeners screaming at us right now.
They're like, oh, you should eat this one.
Yeah. Oh, because we're like, I don't know, what's the one between Squirtle and whatever?
How about, I think its name is Snorlax.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a huge thing. It's like super fat, super big.
Yeah.
I reckon that guy, because he's got to have like a lot of meat on him.
But he'd have a lot of like... fat.
Yeah, but I think that's what makes something so delicious.
But don't you like, cut the fat like, off a steak?
Yeah, but like a pig, for example, has a decent amount of fat. Yeah. Actually, they shouldn't have too much fat. My uncle is a pig farmer, just by the way. True story. I know a little bit too much about pig farming. But
is your uncle a robot?
Decent amount of... No, I should warn him, though. Like, hey, do you know your job is being threatened? But anyway... They taste so good because, like, yes, you cut off the fat, but I think it adds to the flavor of the meat.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the one I want to eat.
The Snorlax.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or that Ash guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks tasty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, that's Ask Reddit.
Yeah.
All right. Last section of today, I have... Ask me anything.
Yes. We liked questions so much, we're going to take some more.
That's right. What are you... what's your... ask me anything,
Kevin? All right, so I got a question from Marcus here.
Okay.
And he wants to know, if you could live anywhere abroad for a year, where would you live?
I think that I would... I don't know. So I'm half Italian. So I think that there is part of me that would want to live in Italy and learn Italian.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could speak to my mum in Italian and then we'd just like poke fun about other family members because they couldn't understand us.
Uh-huh.
That'd be the main benefit. But I don't know. But otherwise, like... I think, like, my brother actually lived in Canada for a long time.
See, I'd love to live in Canada.
Yeah. Well, it's meant to be this, like, one of the most livable cities in the world.
Yeah. Behind which?
Which is what?
Behind where?
I don't think it's always Australia.
Melbourne a lot of times, yeah.
But, I think it changes. There's, like, three or four because Vancouver in Canada is the most livable city, supposedly. But yeah, it gets like chopped and changed around. So I don't know which one's like Canada.
Because we always get on our Facebook feeds, you know, Melbourne's won the most livable city again.
Yeah.
But then again, that publication that is predominantly in Melbourne isn't going to post ones where it doesn't win, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. And I always wonder the like validity of this.
What is it? It's like the Oscars, right?
Yeah.
Like, the validity of the Oscars is nothing. It's essentially a big industry patting itself on the back.
Yeah.
Like, who cares what they think?
But,
this will be the same. It'll be just some travel website.
But I was wondering whether there's actually, for example, average wage is at X amount, you know, which is higher than most places. And not necessarily that would be the highest in the world, but the average of everything like that, would end up being why it's the most livable city. You know, like least amount of theft or something like that. Stats like that. That's what I want to know.
Okay, so it's the EUI livability ranking.
Okay.
And it's by Mercer's.
They do a data. Yeah. They do a lot of data. Yeah. So it probably is based on some sort of facts.
Currently number one is Melbourne.
All right.
Then Vienna and then Vancouver.
Ah, Vienna. Right. Yeah. Okay. That'd be cool.
Yeah, just see, I probably would have said up until recently America.
Yeah. Trump.
Canada would be amazing. But even like somewhere that's just like people don't think of that is just like, like Denmark or something.
Yeah, exactly.
They just got their own little thing going on. They're going great.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend who lives in Munich in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
And he loves that at the moment. He just reckons it's a really cool place to live.
Yeah.
And he's a game developer and actually has a pretty big community of game developers in Munich for some reason. So I think that'd be cool for me personally as well. Because I'd enjoy that aspect of it. Maybe I'll move to Munich. Then you'll see.
We'll show all of you.
Yeah. Okay, I have one. Yep. It's from Dylan.
Yep.
He says, what's the most embarrassing moment in your life? What happened?
Most embarrassing moment of my life? Probably when I lost to myself.
That was a pretty embarrassing moment. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have anything that's like, I get in embarrassing situations, but it's not necessarily like because of me, if that makes sense. Like, I remember I said a story the other week where in front of the auditor, I was like, what do you mean you spun all the same?
That's right.
But I remember just before a job interview, because it's a classic job interview question, this one. Like, what's something really embarrassing happened to you?
Yeah.
And just before a job interview, I went, it was in like a shopping center.
Yeah.
And I went to the bathroom. Mm. And it was obviously someone else that was going for the same job interview, getting changed in the bathroom. Uh-huh. But not in a cubicle, like in the middle of the bathroom. Then I went in and he had his pants down. He had no shirt on. What? And he was like getting changed. And I kind of walked in and we locked eyes. And I was kind of like, hey. What? And he's like, hey. And then I kind of like slowly and silently walked past and went to the bathroom. But then he was in the job interview later on. I'm like, oh yeah, you're the guy that was naked in that bathroom. Yeah.
That's so weird.
That's, it's embarrassing, but not for me.
Yeah, you know, that was really awkward, embarrassing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think, so funny. Why the hell wasn't he in a cubicle?
I don't know.
So
I have many questions.
Yeah. But I actually find, a weird quality that I think not many people know about me is I really hate getting embarrassed. Like, I dwell on my embarrassing moments a lot. And still sometimes when I think back at times that I've been embarrassed, I'll be like, oh man, and I'll cringe. And I'll be like, I can't believe I did that. Even though it was like years ago. Mm-hmm. And, So I think for me, I remember or have more embarrassing moments, which is funny because I am often put it just certain things that I do, like acting in one of the videos that we did, things like that, or I've like hosted a few things before. I kind of put myself in the situation where if I do something embarrassing, it's like 10 times worse. But somehow even though I fear and dread it so much, I still always end up doing these things. I think one of the most embarrassing moments I remember in my life, which actually probably doesn't sound that bad to anybody else, like I said, I dwell on it, is mine was at an induction day for a job, and they had like a ton of people in this room because they were doing a bulk hire at the time.
Yeah.
And so they had everybody doing the induction, and somebody, and I was like, there was some guy at the front, they were talking about grooming standards, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking to myself, oh man, I should say something to be like, you know, proactive and make myself known or something like that. And so I think as I was thinking this to myself,
yeah,
he went over the point that I went to ask. So it was literally like he finished talking about something. Yeah. And then I said, I put up my hand. I was like, what about facial hair? And then the room went silent. The guy at the front just looked at me. And then turns out later he was a bit of a dick. But like... in the company. And then one of the other ladies just laughed and she was like, and then they just moved on completely. And I was like, oh shit. And I turned to somebody next to me who I just happened to know. And I was like, did they already talk about this? And then she was like, I don't know. I was like, okay, great. Thanks. You were a great source of information. And then, yeah, it's really funny. But the lady that I laughed at, she is now the wife of my current boss. So it's pretty funny. But yeah, and I think she remembers that too, actually, which I feel makes it more embarrassing. Like, damn it. This is meant to be something that I just remembered myself.
But see, that's just a social faux pas, you know? That's nothing to... Like, it's not like you got pants in front of everyone.
Yeah, well, that's happened to me before as well.
Oh, really?
In primary. Yeah.
I think that's way
thanks
more
for bringing that one up. That like, happened to me in primary school. We went through this phase of, like, dacking people.
Yeah.
And it was, like, hilarious. But it was never to the point, like, you wouldn't take their underwear off either. But then it was also the stage where boxers were really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So somebody grabbed both of mine.
Loosey-goosey, yeah.
Yeah. Naked in front of everybody.
Well, yeah. A friend of mine, a mutual friend of ours, actually. I won't say his name on the podcast, but ask me later, I'll tell you.
Okay.
He has a really embarrassing story about when he went rock climbing and wet himself.
Oh, no. Because
he was up there, like, he was already up there. Yeah.
What? But surely you'd know, like, know. When you're about to climb. Oh, my God. I need to hear this story. I need to know who this is.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Anyway, I think that was Reddit on Reddit.
Yes.
Guess what, Cambo?
What?
We're only just a little bit over an hour.
Now we just got to pad this out for 15 more minutes.
Yeah. So, sit tight. I might just get a book to read while we do this.
Chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
That does begin with chapter 1. Yeah.
Prologue.
That's right. Anyway.
Notes from the author.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Well, thank you for writing in, Dylan. And who's your person?
His name was Marcus.
Marcus. Thanks for writing in. If you would like to write into us, you can reach us at Reddit Podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com, or at Facebook, or at Twitter, readitpodcast. If you can also answer any of the questions that we went through, how would you describe Reddit?
Yeah.
People who peruse Reddit?
Or, to be completely like vain and self-obsessed, how would you describe this podcast to one of your friends?
About Reddit, yeah.
I'm interested. And, I'm interested to know how people would describe it. Because I know that we
and just remember we have feelings.
Yes. Because but I know that we do have people that recommend this podcast. There's someone that listens and he recommends it a lot to someone that I work with.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm interested to what he said. I am genuinely interested.
Under what delusion are you under? Because,
Honestly, I want to know how they describe it.
Yeah.
Because what is the... I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I know. People say, oh, what do you do a podcast about? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just kind of a... I don't know.
I think using my analogy before of what I thought Reddit is, ours would be, we're on an oval.
Yeah.
People come up to us, right? And instead of them being able to peruse...
No, okay.
We're just talking to each other loudly about...
Here's what this podcast is. We're both on an oval.
Yeah.
You go up to people
and
you go, that's interesting. And then people start shouting at you. Then you go, hang on a sec. And you turn around to me and you go, all right, so what they were saying.
Yeah. Like, oh, this guy was talking about this. Yeah. But then I bring them over and I say, this guy said this, and then Credit I push them away. Anyway. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. So that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. We don't have time to do our catchphrase because I really have to go. So we'll just end it here, I think.
Okay. No, we've still got like another 10 minutes.
Oh no.
Theoretically.
We'll just keep playing the outro over and over and over again.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys.
All right, we don't have time. We'll read you later. We gotta go.